New moon in Gemini, a call to trust life's hidden wisdom. As we approach Monday, May 26th, the cosmos presents us with a profound opportunity for renewal and transformation. The new moon at 6 degrees Gemini arrives as more than just another lunar cycle. It's a cosmic invitation to examine how we relate to information, communication, and our fundamental trust in life itself. This new moon is ruled by Mercury, the swift messenger planet that governs our thoughts, our communication, and mental process. What makes this lunation particularly powerful is Mercury's trine to Pluto in Aquarius. This harmonious aspect suggests that transformative insights and deep psychological revelations are ready to break through our conscious awareness. The veil between surface chatter and profound truths grows thin. We have two stelliums in the air. We have a stellium in fire and we have a stellium in air. Two significant stelliums dominate this cosmic moment, creating a dynamic interplay between fire and air energy. The Aries stellium consists of Saturn, Neptune, Venus, and Chiron. They all gather in the cardinal fire sign, emphasizing themes of initiation, healing, and spiritual restructuring. This powerful cluster in Mars-ruled Aries brings courage to face our deepest wounds and the discipline to build something lasting for our healing journey. We also have a stellium in air, which is Gemini, consisting of Mercury, the Sun, the Moon, and Jupiter. They all converge in the mutable sign of Gemini, creating an intense focus on communication, learning, and information exchange. However, Jupiter's placement in Gemini presents a fascinating paradox. While Jupiter seeks expansion and meaning, Gemini's mercurial nature can scatter this energy into information overload. One of the most intriguing aspects of this new moon is the mutual reception between Jupiter and Saturn. Huh? What are you saying? Mutual reception? Jupiter and Saturn. Saturn is in Aries and Jupiter is in Gemini. How do they have mutual reception? Jupiter and Saturn are in each other's bounds. Jupiter is in Gemini, occupying Saturn's bounds, while Saturn will just have went into Aries and will be in the bounds of Jupiter. Both belong to the day set, creating a supportive relationship that will emphasize maturity balanced with growth, quality over quantity, taking the step-by-step approach to expansion, building a legacy from mastered foundation. But Jupiter is in detriment, and this configuration warns against missed opportunities that come from either too much caution, Saturn, or too much enthusiasm without structure, Jupiter. The key lies in finding the sweet spot between expansion and discipline. It is said to love is to be courageous, which points to Venus in Aries. Venus in Mars-ruled Aries forms a trine to Mars in Leo, creating a harmonious fire trine that infuses relationships and values with boldness and creative expression. This aspect encourages us to love courageously and to value our authentic self-expression above conformity. The shadow between light and dark. The triple conjunction between Mercury, Sun, and the Moon in Gemini creates a powerful focal point for this lunation. This configuration points to two distinctive possibilities. The light side. Those who can skillfully navigate this energy demonstrate the ability to share honors and possessions generously, offer clear guidance and wise counsel, and balance speaking with deep listening. These individuals become bridges of understanding in their communities. But the shadow side could be the tendency towards self-absorption, endless chatter without substance, and the information overload that leads to mental exhaustion and burnout. The very gift of Gemini, which is mental agility and curiosity, can become a prison when taken to extremes. May 26th 2025 adds up to the number 22. How? 5 plus 2 plus 6 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5 equals 22, which is the master number. It's the master builder. And the 22 reduces to 4. 22-4 is connected to this new moon, which brings, when it comes to the 22, the master number 22, it brings themes of turning dreams into reality, having your spiritual visions grounded in practical application, the ability to build lasting structures that serve humanity. Now, 22 can be reduced down to 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4. The themes of the 4 speak to solid foundations and practical manifestation, hard work, discipline, and methodical progress. Building security through patience and steady effort, creating order out of chaos. Now, the Eight of Swords is connected to the first 10 degrees of Gemini. The new moon at 6 degrees Gemini falls in the first decan of Gemini, which corresponds to the Eight of Swords in Tarot. This card presents the central challenge and the opportunity of this lunation cycle, representing mental imprisonment, feeling trapped by circumstances, and the illusion of powerlessness. Yet, it also holds the key to liberation, recognizing that many of our constraints are self-imposed and can be dissolved through awareness and courage. The Eight of Swords asks us, how have you mentally bound yourself in a prison of your own making? The good news is that the prison is largely illusionary. You can easily free yourself once you recognize the bars are made of thoughts, not steel. This deacon's energy adds a mental liberation work to the foundational master builder themes to the date itself, creating powerful combination of breaking free from limiting thoughts while building solid foundations for the future. The Saban symbol for 6 degrees Gemini offers profound guidance for working with this new moon energy. A well with a bucket and rope under the shade of majestic trees. The keynote, man's primordial faith in the hidden sustaining power of life. This symbol speaks to something far deeper than Gemini's typical surface level information gathering. It points to fundamental truths and life's sustaining power, the marriage of the sky, inspiration, and the earth, practical application. And if any of you are familiar with the Greek mythology, the sky, which is Uranus, came down and laid with Gaia, Mother Earth. And it was Cronos who cut off the man parts of Uranus to get Uranus to back out off of Gaia, which correlates to the marriage of the sky, inspiration, and the earth, practical application. Intuitive wisdom that transcends technological solutions and cooperation with the natural rhythms rather than domination. The well in the Sabian symbol represents deep hidden sources of wisdom and sustenance that is always available to us. But we must have faith to dig deep and the patience to draw from the depths consistently. As you work with this powerful new moon energy, consider these things. Trust over analysis. While Gemini loves to gather information, this new moon asks you to balance mental activity with fundamental trust in life's intelligence. Not everything needs to be figured out. Some things need to be felt and trusted. Quality communications. With the Mercury-Pluto trine, focus on communications that transform rather than simply inform. What needs to be spoken that could heal, reveal, or liberate? Structured growth. Honor the Jupiter-Saturn mutual reception by creating sustainable structures for your expansion. What foundations need to be built before you can grow further? Mental liberation. Working with the Eight of Swords energy of this deacon Examine what mental limitations are ready to be released. What thoughts or beliefs are keeping you trapped? Foundation building. Honor the Master 22 energy by creating solid foundations for visionary projects. What groundwork needs to be laid before your dreams can manifest? Deep sources. Like the well and the Saban symbol, identify the deep sources of wisdom and sustenance in your life. What nourishes you at the soul level? When we weave all this energy together in this powerful new moon, the Eight of Swords liberation, the Master 22-4 energy, the Mercury-Pluto transformation, the Saban symbols call for fundamental trust, a profound intention emerges. I release the mental limitations that have kept me small. I trust life's sustaining wisdom to guide me as I build lasting foundations for my highest visions. This intention honors both the liberation and foundation building themes simultaneously. You cannot build a lasting legacy on a foundation of limiting beliefs, nor can you simply release limitations without having something meaningful to build toward. I'm going to throw out a few ideas for crafting your own intention, but this is just something to think about. I trust that the universe supports my highest vision. I release thoughts that tell me I'm not capable, not ready, not worthy. I commit to taking one steady practical step each day toward building something that reflects my deepest truth and serves the greater good. I free myself from information overload and mental prison, trusting my intuitive wisdom to guide me toward what truly matters. I build my dreams with patience, discipline, and faith in life's hidden sustaining power. I balance my need to know with my willingness to trust. I release mental patterns that scatter my energy and commit to focused action that creates lasting positive change. The most powerful intentions will be one that makes you feel both excited and slightly nervous. That sweet spot where liberation meets purposeful action, where trust meets practical commitment. The way this new moon energy will manifest in your life depends on the house in which Gemini falls in your birth chart. Here's how you can work with this lunar reset based on your rising sign. Aries rising. This new moon lights up your third house of communication, siblings, and learning. It's time to rethink how you speak, write, and listen. A breakthrough idea could shift your mental framework completely. Intention. I honor the power of my voice and mind to shape my reality. Taurus rising. The second house of money, values, and self-worth is activated. Reflect on your relationship with your material and spiritual wealth. What do you believe you deserve? Intention. I build my self-worth on truth, not fear or comparison. Gemini rising. This is your personal new moon reset. With the sun, moon, Mercury, Jupiter in your first house, you're being asked to rewrite the story of you. Let go of outdated labels and self-concepts. Intention. I embrace my full voice, power, and potential. Cancer rising. Your 12th house of dreams, isolation, and unconscious is stirred. Set intentions around healing old narratives, releasing mental prisons, and listening to your inner voice. Intention. I allow quiet to bring clarity and peace to my mind. Leo rising. This lunation energizes your 11th house of friendships, networks, and vision. It's time to connect with like-minded souls who support your truth. Share your ideas with the world. Intention. I attract relationships that reflect my highest ideals. Virgo rising. The 10th house of career, public life is highlighted. Use this energy to set professional intentions that reflect both your intelligence and authenticity. intention. I speak with integrity and lead with wisdom. Libra rising, this new moon activates your ninth house of beliefs, travel, and higher learning. You may feel called to broaden your mental horizons or challenge outdated perspectives. Intention. I open to new ways of thinking that uplift and expand me. Scorpio rising, the eighth house of transformation, intimacy, and shared resources is lit up. This is a powerful time to release fear-based thinking, especially around vulnerability and trust. Intention. I transform through truth, courage, and conscious surrender. Sagittarius rising. This lunation lands in your seventh house of relationships and collaboration. Communicate clearly, seek mutual understanding, and be open to a fresh start in partnership. Intention. I co-create relationships that are rooted in honesty and clarity. Capricorn rising. The sixth house of work, health, and habits is the focus. Set intentions that support daily rituals aligned with your long-term vision. Make space for mental clarity through routine. Intention. I align my habits with the person I'm becoming. Aquarius rising, this lunation illuminates your fifth house of creativity, children, and joy. Rekindle your creative spark and express yourself more freely. Playfulness and intellectual curiosity go hand in hand. Intention. I express myself with joy, passion, and originality. Pisces rising, the fourth house of home, roots, and inner safety is being refreshed. Set intentions for inner clarity, family healing, or building a sacred sanctuary within and around you. Intention. I create a peaceful and mentally nourishing home within myself. The ultimate question. This new moon in Gemini, with all its complex planetary weaving, ultimately asks one profound question. Do you trust that the universe has your back? In a world overflowing with information, opinions, and external authorities, this new moon invites you to return to the well of your own deep knowing, to trust not just what you can analyze and categorize, but what you can sense in the quiet spaces between thoughts. The majestic trees provide shade for the well, suggesting that this trust doesn't come from exposure to harsh light of constant analysis, but from the gentle protection of wisdom, traditions, natural rhythms, and the patience to cultivate inner knowing. As you plant the seeds of this new moon, consider what wants to grow from this place of fundamental trust. What would you create if you truly believe in life's hidden sustaining power as it's working through you, supporting you, and guiding you towards your highest expression? The bucket and the rope are in your hand. The well is deep and pure. All that is needed is the faith to draw from life's infinite source. This new moon in Gemini occurs on Monday, May 26, 2025 at 6 degrees Gemini. Take the time to set intentions that honor both your need for mental stimulation and your deeper need to trust in life's unfolding wisdom. Don't forget, please like, comment, and share on the videos. Please come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Subscribe to receive blogs when I put them out. Also, come to the website, book a reading. If you want to order a custom shirt, send me an email, iamastrologyreadings.com. As always, know thyself and balance your energy.